So it could have technically come off into.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Okay, so we're in. We're in chapter 13, which is page 53-54, and we are 10 lines up from the bottom, 3, 6, 9, 10. In the middle of the line it says Ach, Ach me'achar she'ahara. Here, 53-54. Here, take it from me over there. There. Oh yeah, yes, you can give me that. You got it.
Yeah. Page 53, 54.
Right. Are you going to follow in the Hebrew?
Yep.
Or, yeah. So the word ach in the middle of the line. Yes. Right. You got it. Okay. Now. Okay. So we're speaking here about the fact that the person has got two forces inside them. One force pulling one way. The other force pulling the other way. And the person themselves, well, which way are they going to choose? Now, the interesting thing is that there is the dice are weighted on our side, because Hashem is acting within us on the positive side of our being. And so therefore you've got the divine soul pulling one way in a positive way. We've got the animal soul pulling the other way in a negative way. And Hashem is actually putting an extra push on the side of the divine soul.
Do you mean Jewish, all people or Jewish people?
Well, that's an interesting question, Michelle. Because here we're looking at the extra special quality of the Jew. See, this divine soul is really the extra special quality of the Jew. And this is why, Jews can unfortunately be very nasty to each other, but there are certain limits, and which usually they don't cross. And it can be it can get to worse and worse situations sometimes, but in general the kind of thing that a Jewish person does wrong is in a more sort of limited way. There's a saying in Yiddish, by a goy in hent und by a yid in moil. The worst thing is to be in the hands of a non-Jew who's beating a person up, or in the mouth of a Jew who's saying something nasty about him. But it is a difference. And here we're talking really also about someone who is trying in some sense to live a positive and a spiritual life. You see, we're not talking here about someone who is doing nasty things. Because in fact the kind of person that we're talking about here is a very spiritual person, a beinoni, someone who doesn't give in to the negativity of the animal soul. Now, why is it that time and time again the beinoni, she doesn't give in to this pull of the animal soul? Why is that? So the answer it's giving here is that Hashem is helping. So the animal soul is pulling one way and the divine soul is pulling the other way, but because Hashem is helping the animal soul, helping the divine soul, sorry, because Hashem is helping the divine soul, so the person is always, it tips in the positive way. And we are talking here actually about someone who's seeking something spiritual. They're trying to live in a spiritual way, because if they weren't, when they are faced with this dual problem, with this conflict, and one thing is pulling one way and the other thing is pulling the other way, if they're not looking for holiness, they are likely to just move along together with the direction the animal soul is pulling. And if it's pulling in a very nasty direction, they may just go along with that. So it's So we are looking at a person who has got a spiritual quality in his or her life. Ach, but me'acha she'ara she'bachala la'smali be'beinini. Since in the case of the Beinoni, the intermediate person that we're talking about, the evil which is in the left hand part of the heart, who is just as strong as it ever was, to desire inappropriate desires of all the pleasures of this world, and this power of desire hasn't been dissolved away. Sometimes you can have a tremendous amount of good in a person and a tiny little bit of something selfish or narcissistic or whatever it might be, and so the tiny little bit of the selfishness like dissolves away in the much larger amount of good. But the problem with the Beinoni is that it hasn't dissolved away. The bad is still there, and if we give it an inch, it'll be there. So it's there all the time. It hasn't been pushed away from its place at all, this power of bad. So the interesting thing about this individual is that although he or she is able to control themselves in a most remarkable way, and that is, as it's telling us here, because of divine help, nonetheless, the bad is there all the time. The only thing is, the bad doesn't have any power. It's powerless. It's not able, the hisfashed be'evrei aguf, to spread through the limbs of the body, which is what it really wants to do. The bad wants to flow through the limbs of the body and control the limbs of the body and make the limbs of the body do what it wants them to do. You know, like sometimes you know, a person can suddenly find themselves walking in a certain direction, you know, like they're suddenly doing something almost despite themselves, and you wake up and you realize what you're doing and you control it and you hold back. So now why is it that this Beinoni is always able to control it? Because of Hashem, God, who, so to speak, stands on the, it's quoting, it's, he stands on the right hand side of the poor person, and is helping him, and is shining. Hashem shines a beautiful spiritual radiance to the divine soul, helping it to fight back against these urges which need to be controlled. I mean, it might be an urge in an inappropriate way to get very depressed. I'm not sure when it's appropriate to get depressed, but there are certainly times when it's more inappropriate, and the person suddenly starts telling themselves how bad they are and how low they are, and they haven't done this, they haven't done that, and everything negative about themselves, when really what they should be trying to do is boost themselves up, because they've got to face a whole lot of challenges from 6 in the morning till midnight. And they've got to like be working on themselves, encouraging themselves, like a good superior officer in an army who is like giving a friendly word and yes, encouragement, you can do it, you know, a coach. We have to be our own coach a lot of the time, but we might fall down on that and start being our own critic in a very nasty and damaging way. Okay, that's one way in which the animal soul like creeps along and tries to get us. There are other ways as well, but, because then once it's got us into this position of thinking how low we are, then it might start telling us to do negative things, because it says to us, oh, you know what, it doesn't make any difference because you're so low anyway, so it makes it if you do this and if you do that. So that's the struggle. That is the that's, you know, one aspect of the struggle. And so, but the Beinoni never ever allows this to take place. As soon as the animal soul starts fussing in any way, boom, he gets rid of it and he's able to push it away, and it is really a divine strength. That's the most interesting aspect of this, that we can always do it. Now that's a very optimistic, positive way of looking at us that Tanya has, that we can always do it. And the writer of this book, he believed in us. He believed in us. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who advised us to learn this book, and said, even though this book was written 200 years ago for very spiritual, learned people, it's relevant for us today. It's relevant for a group of women on a Wednesday evening. That's what our Rebbe told us.
Mm.
And so he believed in us that we would also be able to apply these teachings in our life. So, and so we've always got this positive energy because Hashem is pouring this beautiful radiance into our divine soul, strengthening us if we only accept it. There's a few times in Tanya where you have the idea that Hashem is giving himself to us, giving us some kind of something positive, something spiritual, something holy, something beautiful, if we only accept it. You know, like, just hold out your hands and I'm going to pour gold coins into your hands. You know, that's what Hashem is saying to us. So that's really the point that's being made here. An impetus, a spiritual impulse coming from Hashem to us, and all we have to do is receive it. Now, since that is the structure of our situation, and we are getting this spiritual input from Hashem, Lochei Nikro Kerosha, that's why the Beinoni is told at the very beginning of Tanya. Tanya began with a question. Tanya began with a question that it says that even if the whole world tells you you are a tzaddik, you should be in your own eyes like a rasha. So why should a person think of themselves like a rasha? Surely if you think of yourself like a rasha, like a wicked person, then that's right, it's going to be depressing, it's a negative way of thinking. So Rabbi Shneur Zalman says, I don't mean literally like a rasha. I mean a beinoni. And the Beinoni is called a person who's like a Rasha, because the Beinoni knows that there is this negative force lurking there in the depths. And if he drops his guard for a moment, it'll be there. There it will be. And so that's why the Beinoni is called like a Rasha. Kamaimar Azal, and he quotes again that passage which was quoted at the very beginning of Tanya in the first chapter. Afilu kol olam kuloi. Even if the whole world, Oimrim Lecha, they say to you, Tzadikato, you are a tzadik, Heye Benech Kurosha, be in your eyes like a Rasha. And Rabbi Shneur Zalman says, it doesn't mean think of yourself that you really are a Rasha. Velo Rasha Mamas, not actually a Rasha. Don't consider yourself really to be a Rasha, not at all. That would be a very unhealthy thing to do, to think of yourself in that way. You should consider yourself a Beinoni, an intermediate person, the intermediate person of Tanya, who is really a perfect person. And he's actually talking at this moment to perfect people. Now most of us, if we think a little bit about ourselves, we might find one or two gaps in the score. And we're not perfect people.
Who you mean? You mean? You mean you? Don't mean.
No, obviously, present
everyone,
company accepted, you know, everyone here accepted.
Hashem realizes this, though, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
He gives credence to us because of that.
Yeah, we get points for the struggle.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a struggle sometimes.
It's you're right. And that struggle is part of the whole story.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the avoida. That's the service. Of course, there are some perfect people.
But
they don't get any points for the struggle.
Yeah. I know, well, luckily I'm not in that camp. I've got a big struggle going on all the time.
my husband's mother say, for to find a good person now we need to go batog mitalich. Suchen batog mitalich.
Okay, very nice. You have to look with a candle in the daytime. Okay, lovely. Right. So therefore the person considers himself a beinoni, v'loy lahamin la'olam sha'omrim, and not to believe everyone else is telling him shahara shaboy nispat l'gabi atoiv, that the bad has gone away in some way. It's all dissolved away. There's such a tiny bit of bad and such a lot of good. The bad has gone, has been dissolved. Shizum adregas tzaddik, that is the level of a tzaddik. So even if you're talking about a person who really is a very, very spiritual, deeply righteous person, nonetheless, Rabbi Shneur Zalman, the Alter Rebbe, is saying to him, you know what? Consider yourself a beinoni. Because it's possible for a person not to be quite clear whether they are a tzaddik or a beinoni. You see, if the beinoni has negativity inside him, so you could say, oh well, it's easy. If you don't feel any negativity inside you, so you're a tzaddik. Not so simple. Because the beinoni, as indeed any of us, we go through moments of inspiration. And those moments of inspiration, we actually think about life in a slightly different way. You know, there are times a person is inspired, and then the same issues are not there. They're just...
I can remember those times when one feels a bit pure in a way, or slightly holy. It doesn't last for long.
So there we have this idea that the person, we're telling the person who's a beinoni that he should consider himself as a beinoni and not to let himself be fooled and think that he's a tzaddik. Ki ilu, over the page, ki ilu mahusav atzmusa sharara who besok for gvurosoi bechalel hasmoli kusoldosoi. And you should be aware, says the author, that the real essence of the bad is actually there very powerfully. It's just that you're inspired. When you're inspired, everything is different, right? So that was like a moment of inspiration, everything's different. But when you're not inspired, the bad comes back, and who knows what it's going to do. So you've got to be on your guard. The point is, don't fool yourself. You've got to be on your guard and not fool yourself. So even when there are moments of inspiration, or minutes, or an hour, or whatever it might be, just be aware you're going to come down from that inspiration, and then you have to be very careful. So, right. And this bad hasn't gone away at all, and on the contrary, the earthly qualities within us are actually strengthened over the period of our lives, because we use our animal soul a lot in our daily life, ba'achila, usia, eating, drinking, shalin yoni oilam hazeh, other aspects of this world. So we're all the time, as it were, feeding this animal part of ourselves, cosseting it. We are giving it all kinds of different things, and so therefore don't imagine that it's gone away. And it, the older one gets, it might take slightly different forms, or it has slightly different styles, but it's there. You know, and you could look at two very old people in an old age home, you know, and you can see they are possibly facing the most tremendous, tremendous moral challenges. But it's all like in miniature, you know, because they're both in a wheelchair or something, you know, but the challenge not to get angry with the other guy because he knocked over your cup of tea or whatever it is, you know, that can be as big of a challenge as someone who's been offered to take part in a gang raid on a bank, you know, and so you'll get £1 million.
Only half a million, you mean?
I've been buzzing to come in for about 10 minutes this evening, and know the answer.
Over here.
When Yakov came to the door, I was
Really?
Curious.
We should have a man in a box, you know, like who lets everyone.
Man in a box sounds a good idea. Can you order me two, please?
What would you do?
Well, I'll give one to her.
One to her.
The other one for myself.
Right.
I want to say shame give me. Okay. No, anybody.
Right. But ask me, now we go into another, just looking briefly at another type of person. But ask me, but who might be kidding himself. But ask me, Shabbatoris Hashem Chefze. There's a kind of person who's very studious. He studies Torah the whole day. The Yege Bar Yoimu Velayla. Day and night, this person is studying Torah, Bishma. And he's studying really for the sake of God. He's not studying because they pay him to study, or because he's a teacher and he has to teach other people, or you know, as far as he's concerned, he's studying Torah because he wants to be close to Hashem, and that's why he's studying Torah. Now, because he's studying Torah in such a deep, wonderful way, he might start thinking to himself, and he doesn't feel any he's not in the situation to feel the kind of temptations that other people do. You know, I mean, if someone's in the marketplace and they're buying and selling, and you know, there are all kinds of different situations that might emerge, whereas here he is like safely in a room filled with books, and there are all other people all studying Torah together, you know. So he might think he's on such a spiritual high, and it's very, very intoxicating to study Torah. It's the most beautiful experience. And so he might think that he's elevated himself to such a spiritual position that he's really some kind of tzaddik. But Rabbi Shneur Zalman says, no, ein zoi chocha klal, it's no proof at all, shenidcha hara memakoymoi, that the bad has been pushed away and that you've got rid of the bad. Ele yochol v'yois, it might be that the very essence of bad within the person who is very powerfully there inside the person, in the left hand part of his heart, which is exactly where it is in the most dangerously lustful, angry young person, you might say, but the garments of the bad, the thought, the speech and action which the animal soul wants to think and do, are not enclosed in the mind and the mouth and the hands and the other limbs of the body. Why not? Mipnei Hashem, because of God giving a divine input, who's given a wonderful extra force that the mind is able to control the heart. And therefore the divine soul which is in the mind is ruling over the little city, the limbs of the body, kulam, all of them, that they should be a garment, a chariot to the three garments of the divine soul, that they should be expressed in them, because they are the thought, the speech and action of the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. So the visible reality of the person, even for himself, his consciousness, is spiritual. Mm. It's good. It's holy. But don't, what Ramakrishna Zalman is doing is saying, don't fool yourself. Yes, you may be on a kind of beautiful high where you are impervious to any of the normal kinds of negativity that people get into, but don't fool yourself. It's there, it's like a shark underwater, you know, like waiting. You can't see it, can't see a single thing, but it's there. Mm-hmm. But the very essence of the divine soul, does not have power over the essence of the animal soul in the Beinoni, ki im, except at certain times, at the time of inspiration. Okay, so next week, Metzashem, we will be looking a bit more at this whole idea of the times of inspiration. But always is the warning, you might be inspired, and that's beautiful, and that's holy, but don't fool yourself, because all kinds of negative things might be lurking in the shadows. But if you know they're lurking, then you won't be tricked. That's the thing. Know that it's there, and then you'll be in control in the proper way. Okay, ladies, I have to go to the evening prayer now, because I have your time.